You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 994. Today's Devo is called, What Value Do I Bring?
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Happy Thursday. We are having an incredible week so far because, Rochelle, you are bringing it.
Thank you.
All these great questions are really challenging us. You're doing an incredible job. I love that people get to hear from you because you are such an inspiration, who you are, what you do. If people only knew you, if they only knew what you just, I don't know, your story, who you are, then they would be even more inspired. So I love hearing from you. You are a blessing to all of us, Rochelle.
Thank you, Steph.
And I cannot wait. We are 5 days away from our 1,000th episode.
Yes.
And we are receiving your messages. We love talking to you guys. We love connecting with y'all because this is what we genuinely love doing even when we're not recording.
Yeah.
When we're at home, we love talking about the word. We love talking about what God's doing in our lives. So this is just us naturally. And we are so happy that it's inspiring you guys.
Yeah.
Just our normal conversation.
Yeah.
So Rochelle, take it away. What value do I bring?
Let's do it. So today's verse is Luke 16:10. And it says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Usually, when we read this verse, we think of material things. Like if I take care of my $5, I will get $50. Or, you know, you start to think of more physical things. But I think this verse spoke to me a little bit differently this time around. And it was just more about the season of life that I'm in. And it challenged me because as a mom now, and as I am having more conversations with other moms that have more children than I do, it's hard for us to find the value that we bring to our society.
Mm.
It is hard to even find who we are because we are so focused just on our kids or our home. And we think that that's not bringing value because we see all these other women working or doing all these other things. And we work too. I mean, we do both. But even in then, sometimes we're like, what value are we actually bringing? And that's such a question that weighs heavy on all of us because down deep, we really just want to bring value at everything we do. We want to provide solutions. We want to help. It's in us, our nature, to be taking care of things and helping and making things better. And when I read this verse, I realized that the little that I needed to be faithful with was just even the season of life that I'm in.
Amen.
That I need to be faithful with the season of life where I'm just with my kids.
Mm.
Because there will be a season where they're not with me anymore. And how am I going to be faithful with that? And if I think if my kids were just out of this season or when I get there, I start to think when this is over, maybe I can start bringing value then.
Yeah.
But that's not the right way to look at it. We have to bring value now.
Yeah.
And the way that we bring value is by doing everything with excellence in every season that we are in. If I have to work, then I'm going to bring value in my work, whether I like it or not.
Mm.
The way that I bring value is by doing with excellence.
Yeah.
At home, when I'm with my kids, if I'm just a stay-at-home mom, I'm going to do that with excellence.
Yeah.
If that means getting somebody that comes and helps me a little bit, okay, great. But I enjoy that season and I make the most of that season.
Amen.
Because I won't have it forever and I have to be faithful with that I have. If not, I will not enjoy the other ones. I don't know what the other seasons are going to look like. We think we do, but we won't know until we get there.
Amen.
And so in the meantime, let's be faithful with what we do have right now. And this is a good question. It says, what is one action I could take today to demonstrate excellence or real value? And that sometimes is just genuinely being grateful. For the chaos.
That's really good,
Michelle. And letting the chaos be chaos, letting the house be dirty.
Yeah.
But just enjoying that moment that you won't get again.
You know, did I interrupt you?
No, go for it.
I was reading this morning. 1 Corinthians 12:22. Well, let me go back to 21. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you bring up value, because it can feel like our roles have no value.
Yeah.
What are we doing to move the needle? What am I doing to make my family happy? My kids don't like me. My kids hit me. They bite me. It's very easy to lose focus of where your value lies. But mm-hmm. the word says that the positions and the roles that may look like they have no value could actually be the most valuable roles.
Yeah.
The mothers that are busy, the fathers that are working, the sisters that are just there encouraging,
yeah.
the moms that are there just pushing everybody along. You may feel like you're losing your value, but you're actually the most valuable person in that situation.
Yeah.
You just have to believe it. And like you said, remain grateful for it.
Yeah.
That's amazing, Rochelle. I'm so glad you brought that up. Can you pray us out of this?
Yeah. God, thank you for just giving us every season that we are in. I pray right now that no matter what season we are in, Lord, that you just show us the beauty in it. Show us the great things about it. And let us just enjoy it. And if we don't know how to enjoy it, teach us how to enjoy it. Show us how this is a season that we will never get back.
Amen.
But while we are in it, Father, we can enjoy it 100% and be excellent and serve that season so well that yes. when it's gone, we'll miss it. But knowing that what's ahead, it's even better.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.